Blog Talk Radio.
Way the National Weather Service sees it now, they'll still get hammered. The Mount Central and Eastern Connecticut are in the storm's path, calling for 8 to 18 inches in Connecticut. The one.
Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum. Okay, hold it, hold it. Yes. Okay, assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum, Brother Muhammad. Assalamu alaikum. Brother Muhammad, assalamu alaikum. See, is your phone on mute? You got your phone on mute? Take your phone off mute. Hey, all right, assalamu alaikum. I can hear you a little bit. Assalamu alaikum. Okay, well, like my salam. Okay, I'm going to put myself on mute.
About 5 more minutes.
Okay, go ahead. Okay, go ahead, and I'm going to put myself on mute. Go ahead.
Okay, alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah.
Thank you.
Done about 15, right? Okay, start. Okay. As-salamu alaykum. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على السلام حي على السلام حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
Assalamu alaikum. Alhamdulillah. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم trying to get people into it, but they won't be able to do it. الحمد لله رب العالمين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله This is a hadith, the authentic opening for the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam used. A'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajeem. Bismillah. Alhamdulillah. Nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina. Man yahdihillahu fala mudilla lahu. ومن يدلل ومن يدلل فلا هادي له واشهد ان لا اله وحده لا شريك الا الله وحده لا شريك له واشهد ان محمدا عبده ورسوله and brothers and sisters in the translation that is to say that praise be to Allah and that We seek refuge with Allah, seek His forgiveness, we seek His aid, His guidance, His forgiveness, and we seek refuge with Allah against the evil in our own soul, and we seek refuge with Allah against any bad deeds. Whoever Allah guides, no one can lead astray, and whoever Allah lets go astray, no one can guide. I bear witness that there is nothing and no one worthy of worship except Allah, one and only. And bear witness that Muhammad, prayers and peace be upon him, is the servant and his messenger. May Allah forgive me for any errors and mistakes. And we always have to ask Allah for forgiveness. We always have to be prepared to work hard to not make a lot of errors or mistakes. We, as Muslims, live the best life on the planet. As a group, we are the most guided, the best guided. And so we want to be able to earn that blessing that we get from Allah for being those who submit to Him, who give ourselves to Allah in worship, and who are begging Allah to help us, guide us, and strengthen us, keep us safe, and keep us on the right path. To keep us remembering Him in everything that we do and praying to Allah and looking to Allah to guide us and help us. We have to understand, we know that we don't get guidance from anywhere except it comes from Allah. And so we're asking Allah to save us and strengthen us and to let us see what's right. Give us the right understanding. I believe the previous scripture, it says, in all you're getting, get an understanding. And you will get understanding if you study, if you open yourself up to Allah and be prepared to have faith in Him all the time. Not sometimes, all the time. Keep faith in Allah. When you give up on yourself, when you give up on the whole world, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, you can gain heaven if you just keep the strength, keep the faith with Allah. If you keep your agreement with Allah that you'll worship Him. If you keep looking to Allah and calling on Allah and asking Allah to help you, Allah will send you help. When Allah sends you help, accept the help. And say, thank you, Allah. Alhamdulillah. Say, thank you, Allah. And then use what Allah blesses you with. Use what Allah blesses you with to stay on the right path and continue working every day. Even if things look dark to you, you're not Allah. Allah sees what you don't see. Allah knows what you don't know. You just keep working. And we ask in this authentic. This is what Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam needs to say. He asked protection against his own self, his weaknesses, his confusion, his worries, his lack of knowledge or understanding about something, he sought refuge with Allah against that. Because if we follow ourselves, our own self can mislead us. That's what Shaitan wants. When Shaitan speaks, you don't hear any spooky voice. Idea come to you in your own thinking, your own mind, your own sound, your own frequency. You think it's from you. But the great success of Shaitan is to whisper to you in a familiar voice. Yeah, he lies to you. He's lying, but he's using the sound of your own voice. It's not really you. It's Shaitan calling to you and suggesting to you to do things, think certain things, and all that. So we seek refuge with Allah against ourselves being trapped and tricked by Shaitan. And I'm not just talking. This is reality we live in. As Muslims, we live in a vast reality. It's huge. It's scary. Yeah, you got to fear Allah. You got to be worried that you might mess up. So sometimes it's really scary. Don't get too cocky and confident. Because when you get real cocky and confident, one of the tricks of Shaitan is to make you think you can handle everything. Next thing you know, you might be worshiping or surrendering or submitting to something that you cooked up. But you look inside the Quran and in the life of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there you'll find the answers, all of that. Every answer has been given to us in the Quran and in the Sunnah of the Prophet, peace be upon him. Allah says that there are people who say, when they say something that's false or whatever, then they start saying, we found our fathers following, doing this. Or Allah even ordered us to do this. Allahu amarana biha. Look at that lie. That's big confusion for the mind. That's big confusion. But Allah tells us in the Holy Quran, he has put in the Quran any question that comes up, any question that comes up, Allah says he gives the truth of that and the best explanation as the answer. So by following the Quran, you cannot get confused because you're not taking your own self for the answerer or the one who knows. Allah is the only one who knows everything. So the more of the Quran you put inside yourself and have respect for what you are studying and reading and believing, the more you do that, the safer you're going to be. The safer you are. Trust Allah. The Quran says, if you won't put your trust in Allah. You got to trust Allah. But what about my mama, my daddy, my friends, great imams of the great shaykh? They're all human. The prophets, what about the prophets? Let's worship him. Let's worship them. They're all human. And they get attacked all the time. I mean, the prophets, the average one of us, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he even thought he was insane at one time. But Allah brought him back from the brink of destruction, self-destruction, the fire and all that, and saved him, gave him guidance. Gave him a guidance that is fit for the whole world to follow. Guidance that is fit for the whole world to follow. So we don't follow human beings, we follow Allah. But if we were going to follow a human being, the only human being that's fit to follow is Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But we still can't worship him because he's fallible. Now you go to some countries and you say that they want to attack you, maybe kill you. Because they worship Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Unfortunately, they get that close to worshiping him. But the Quran says worship Allah with a worship that due him. Fear him with a fear that's due him. Give him a regard in your heart and your mind that's due to Allah only. We worship Allah alone. Anything else is shirk. We can't worship prophets. That's shirk. We can't worship angels. That's shirk. We can't worship our fathers and our mothers. That's shirk. I love talking about this because I can feel like I'm helping myself. Yeah. All of us have diseases in our hearts. The Prophet said it, and it's in the Holy Quran. Allah says it. But by trying to be the best you can be, you are attacking those diseases. You are pouring the Quran on it, and one of the attributes of the Quran is that it is the healing for the diseases in your heart. Allah made it that way. He made the Quran so powerful that on the Day of Judgment, if you have studied the Quran, read the Quran, try to follow the Quran to the best of your ability, on the Day of Judgment, the Quran will witness to Allah that you did that. Now, Allah knows everything. You don't need angels and Quran and things. But the Quran has been given the right of to speak up for you. To speak up for you and say, my Lord, he read me. He tried to follow me. So forgive him, my Lord, and some of your sins will just go away. Allah says in the Holy Quran that for those who fear him, for the believer, he would judge you by the best of what you have done in your life. You do good deeds every day. I know Shaitan trying to make us think we're just really bad. We're just so bad. I can't be forgiven of that. I know I can't be forgiven. Allah said he can forgive all sin. He forgives all sin except the one where you join partners with him. And he'll forgive that if you turn back to him in repentance, true repentance, sincere repentance, before it's too late. Yeah, you don't get on your deathbed and say, oh, Allah, I forgive. I repent now. You're going to be dead in 2 or 3 minutes. You don't have time to do that. But die. They say the angel comes and he rips you out your body. It's worse than that. I don't want to try to describe it because I have to scream real loud. I said, rip the unbelievers out of the body. But he gently draws. This is in the Quran. He said, I never heard that before. You've been reading the Quran? Read the Quran because all the answers and all the questions that you have are in the Quran. Allah said he reveals the truth and the best explanation thereof. Ahsana tafsira. The pure truth, the real answer, the right answer, the only answer for that particular concern, and the best way of explaining it. That's what he gave the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That's what the Quran is. All the right answers, all the real answers are in the Holy Quran. Get that through your head and a lot of your problems will go away. Shaitan don't like the Quran. You be reciting the Quran and thinking the Quran, he runs from that. He goes, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, he goes past the house, away from the house. He goes past the house where the Quran is recited in it. Your first house is your body right here. So put the Quran in you and recite it, and he goes right past you. He said, I ain't got no house. Well, he'll go past you. Alhamdulillah. So let us be happy to be Muslim. You got more answers. You got more guidance. You got more insight. You got more learning, more education. You got more thinking, best thinking. You got more of that than any other group on the planet. If you went from here and went all the way around the world and then got on another grade, turned a little bit, another degree, and went all the way around the world again, and turned another degree and went all the way around the world again, and turned another degree and went all the way, you'll never find anyone who's more guided than a believer in Allah and Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the Quran and giving in charity. Prophet, peace be upon him, said, when you give in charity, this is true. This is reality forever. When you give in charity, your sins, some of your sins are destroyed. Prophet said, charity burns up sin like water puts out fire. I'm talking about puts it all the way out, a lot of water. If you put it in the right spot, the right stream, you don't need a whole lot. But just think of it raining, coming down, and a fire that can easily be put out. It can easily be put out by Allah. There's no power except with Allah. It says, what is it? Wala ghalibu. I think is the right way. Illa Allah. There's no winning except with Allah. That's what it's talking about. Let us be happy to be Muslim. The best thoughts come to you. The best thinking come to you. The right answers come to you. They're right in your hand in the Holy Quran and in the life of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Stop and think before you do so. Consider things carefully. Stop and think before you start saying something. Do like I did yesterday. Lady mad at me. I poured her vodka out. Man, might get a crew on me or something. I don't know. Man, you crazy. Well, Ibrahim busted up idols, didn't he? Did he ask anybody? No. So we got to be prepared to do battle with Shaitan. Man, that wasn't your property. It was. I had given her money to do something. She did something else with it. You're not going to ride in my car with no drugs. Liquors, alcohol, drugs, don't get used to this stuff. Don't get all complacent and relaxed because you see it all the time. You're in the pit of hell when you're in societies like this. It's not the only one. It's some work in certain ways. So if you can change something with your hand, go ahead. That's stronger than just with your heart. They're stronger than just with your mouth. That don't mean they're not going to come and kill you. Some people hate Muslims. If they don't come and attack you physically, they might just lie on you. And hear somebody else lying on you and they won't speak up even though they know the truth. So they just let you fall down and let your reputation be tarnished and all that. And everybody just go along with that because that's all they're hearing. They're not hearing what the Muslims got to say for themselves. That's why you got to have your voice, and that's why we got Dawah, so you can speak up for us, the whole community of us. When you speak up for the Muslim community, you're speaking up for me, him, and the she ladies back there. Don't be afraid of the Shaitan. Allah says, "Wannadhi ja'alakum khalifat," and you have been made his agents on the earth. Don't be scared. Man, but they got me boxed in because did you hear what she said and told all the women about me? Did you hear about this and hear about that? What do Allah say about that mouth, that tongue? Huh? What do he say about that tongue? See, some people's tongue going to be on fire. And he said, them people that like to talk all the time, some of them going to be the most numerous in the hellfire. Golly, man, where do you get all them gossipers from? That's how they use their tongue. They decide to gossip on you and backbite you. Eat the flesh. Just gobble you up viciously. Suck your spirit and blood like a vampire. Like a Dracula. That's what they do. That's what the devils do. That's what they do. They devils. But, I don't know. Maybe there's not no devils. Maybe it's just me making mistakes, or maybe it's just me wandering and living in fairyland or whatever. Brothers and sisters, you better get real. Angels are real. The books are real. The religion is real. The prophets are real. The charity is real. The Hajj is real. The fasting in the month of Ramadan, that's real. And of course, Allah is real. But hell is real, too. They do some wicked stuff, wicked. Prophet Luke, they talked about him bad. You read the Bible sometime. Read the previous scripture, the loser and the people who have been tricked out of their religion and hijacked, had their religion hijacked, read what they read and see what, you won't get lost because you got the Quran. But just read what these people are being told around you. That's why they're so weak. That's why you see them wanting drugs and alcohol and stuff. Because they're trying to do something with that old confused mind. Oh, I just want to put it out. I don't want to think no more. I don't want to hear what it's got to say. Leave me alone, crazy mind. I'm telling you. So they smoke that stuff, hoping that they'll be helped. Also, they worship God and decide, wow, you throw their liquor out and their drugs or something, you attack the drug dealers, a drug cartel, they're going to kill you if they can. But Muslims have had wars about all kinds of things. If you ever need to quench a fire, this is a day of some serious need for quenching evils. Yes, it is. They said Lut was going with his daughters. That's what they said about Prophet Lut. They told him, don't even speak no truth. Said, didn't we tell you? It's right in the Quran, too. Not just the previous script. It's in the Quran, too. Didn't we tell you don't say nothing, Lut? Didn't we tell you don't teach no truth? Didn't we tell you don't tell the people there's no God but Allah? And they start spreading stories about it. Read about Esau and how Pharisees spread lies about him. So we got tired of hearing what he had to say. This is the big politicians and the judges. Same as today. These are the descendants. They love Shaitan. Esau said, you're just like your father, the devil. You're just like your father, Satan. He was a liar and a murderer. So the judges and the politicians of the day, they still, these are the descendants of the people that Esau was talking to. They haven't relinquished power. Nobody took their place. They're still in place serving Shaitan, using the same tools and methods to wipe you out. So they said, we're tired of you, Esau. Hey, what we'll do, we'll spread the story that we killed you. We'll spread the story that we killed you. You're dead. You're dead. You had to go away, and you said you'll come back someday. While you're trying to make your comeback, we're going to be doing all this mischief, though. Who do they say they're waiting on? The Christians say they're waiting on Jesus to come back. And until then, who's got them? I'm not making up anything. Just look at the reality. See, Allah has given us, he is the reality, but he is the reality that makes all the other reality. And he can show you all the reality. So if you trust your eyes and your ears and all those things, you trust your members, you will see the reality. Don't say nobody ever told me that. Because if you wait on somebody to tell you that, most of the people going to try to talk to is going to be the media. The social media, the entertainment media, the religious media. What do you think the Catholic Church is and the rabbis, doctors of law? They're the media, religious media. They write books, print up stuff, and hand it out to the people to believe. So they say, we're waiting on Jesus. He'll come back. But in the meantime, they're on dope. They're on alcohol. They fornicate, committing adultery. They have no rule. Just do what you want to do. It's your thing. Do what you want to do. Don't let nobody tell you what to do. If a righteous person come to you, we'll kill them. We'll slander them. We'll kill them. We'll box them in where they can't do nothing for themselves. That's how the devils operate. Realize, you know, reality. Realize that's how the devils operate. They want to slander you, take your name, replace you, and pretend to be holy. That's one of the big tricks of Satan. Previous scripture said you'll find him in the pulpit. You'll find him preaching to you. That's what previous scripture said. When Ibrahim came along, they slandered him too. All the prophets, think about it. Who is this that would break our God? Ibrahim said, the big one did it. They said, no, we never accept that. At first, the innocent people wanted to start to accept it. And then one of their leaders came in. And he said, no, if you're going to do anything at all, arrest Ibrahim, let's throw him in a fire. But Allah saved him. I'm not up here showing off, brothers and sisters. I'm reminding you of what you should already know. Some of you know more about it than me. But we got to start spreading who we are and what we're about and what the real reality is. When you talk about the real reality, you're talking about Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim, Al-Malik, Al-Qudus, Al-Salam, Al-Malik, Al-Qudus, Al-Salam, Al-Mu'min, Al-Muhaymin. You're talking about Allah and his attributes, his power. Tell the world about Allah's power.
If you don't do that, you're not being a Muslim. See, this world here trying to tell you that's just shaitan. Trying to get you to get all this power, and then you start bragging on your power. You don't have no power. You don't have nothing but what Allah bless you with, and the world teaches you to misuse it. To misuse it and to mislead others. That's why the Quran says one of the worst things you can do is mislead people from the path of Allah, right? Yeah. One of the worst things a Muslim can do is to mislead others from the path of Allah. And all of us are praying every day, every prayer we say, you've got to say, oh, Allah, guide us to the straight path. Because it's really important. Ihdina sirata mustaqim. Ihdina sirata mustaqim. You're asking Allah to do that for you. Because Allah is the only one who can do that for you. Make your life go straight. You'll see miracles every day. You'll see miracles every day. The signs of Allah, one of the names or definitions of ayat is miracle. Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, if you sincerely believe in Allah, he said, you'll see miracles, angels, just like you see people. Angels are miracles. An angel of power that Allah has sent to do something. He ain't coming on his own. Don't believe what the world tells you is religion, religious fiction, and lie, superstition, doctrines, false doctrines. That's what they be teaching. And they got, look at these people. They got the whole world with this. You little bitty, bitty few Muslims, you better believe what Allah said. I know there's 2 billion of us, but Allah reminded us through Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam that one learned of you is harder on the devil than 1,000 good ones of you. So one learned man is harder on the devil than 1,000 unlearned worshipers. So we got to get knowledge and then use that knowledge. Shaitan's feet would be on fire. He would be in hell. He would know he's in hell. If we will wake up, he said, give me time, give me respite until the day when that they are raised. Once we raise up, he's in trouble. We should get so strong that we say, I'm going to give the devil trouble by being a good Muslim, by being the best I can be. Satan's going to hate to see me coming. That's the attitude you should have. That's the spirit you should have. Alhamdulillah. Assalamu alaikum. Alhamdulillah. Assalamu alaikum. Alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salamu ala khair mursaleen Muhammad ibn Abdullah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Ameen. And brothers and sisters, we're asking the best, the choicest blessings from Allah be upon Prophet Muhammad. Peace be upon him and his family and his companions and all of the believers the world over. He's called khair mursaleen. So they lie on the messengers. They say David had his captain killed to get his wife, so he could get his wife, set him up to get so he could get killed in the battle so he can get his wife. They say bad things about the messengers. They say that Prophet Noah said that some of the homosexuality came out of there because his son saw him when he was sleeping or something, and he was naked. And then they got cursed for that. This is what the Christians study. Look in their book. Satan has gone in and changed things. What is Allah, one of the things Allah says that Satan is capable of doing and will do? He and his crew, his children, are known to change things from their right time and places. He'll lie on you. He'll set you up. The reason that in America, the women are having a tough time It's because they keep on following what their forefathers, the evil forefathers of the society, the leadership of the society, taught them to be against family life, to be against truth. Yeah, they set it up. They set it up. Oh, they think they got it perfect. Say, what we'll do is when you marry her, we'll make it where she is partner, 50-50 partner with you. So when you think you're going to divorce her, or she decides that she don't want you no more, we're going to let her have half of the property and maybe all of it. We're going to wreck you. That's how the law is set up in America. Who set that up? Did the law set that up? No. Look in the Quran and you'll see what the inheritance laws are. You'll see what the divorce laws are. You'll see what the witness laws are. If she lie on you and you lie on her and nobody can figure it out, y'all can swear before Allah. And somebody going to get punished. Somebody going to get a curse on. Read the Quran. It's right there. But you go to these courts and talk about give me justice, they're going to take the power out of who they see is their adversary. And they see any male, one male sees the other male as his natural adversary. So you don't expect a female to jump up and fight him in a war. No. So one of the controls they have on society in the politics and in the legal so-called world in this sphere or field in this society is to tie up your property, tie up everything you work for, take it from you and give it to somebody who may not be worth 2 cents. Because if she's not going to listen to you, and she didn't realize that Allah has placed guidance in you as the leader of the family, then she ain't worth 2 cents. She ain't worth 2 cents if she's like that. Allah said through Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam that Allah does not allow anyone to worship anyone but him. But if he was going to allow somebody to worship anything besides him, it would be a woman worshiping her husband. You heard that one before? So that don't mean you got to go and snatch her up and all that crazy stuff. But rethink. Rethink what the world tells you. Especially this society. Rethink it. Rethink it what? With the Quran. Then the Quran, Allah said the Quran, make jihad with the Quran. We mostly want bullets, firebombs, and all that foolishness. But Allah says right in the Quran, the verse in the Quran says, use the Quran to make the jihad. To change your mind, struggle. Jihad means struggle and strive against falsehood. Go inside your own head and take all that falsehood and throw it away and replace it with Quran. I ain't got no falsehood in me. Every one of us got some disease in us that we need to fall down and ask Allah to relieve us of. Heal us. Oh, my Lord, heal me. Save me. You can't save yourself. You can't be your own God. As soon as that diabetes or cancer, heart problem, high blood pressure hits you, where's the doctor? Old scripture said, physician, heal yourself. You think you're a doctor, you better go ahead and heal yourself then. Or go to some man. He can't heal you. He can't help you. He said, I have nothing I can do. They pray to God. And you hear people say they had a terrible disease and it was only God that saved them. Brothers and sisters, let us wake up. Let us rethink what it means to be a Muslim. Muslim means one who submits to what Allah wants them to submit to. A Muslim means one who does what Allah wants them to do all the time to the best of his ability. And when he make a mistake and he knows he's making a mistake, he make extra prayer. But Allah got you protected by 5 daily prayers all the time anyway. I hope we're thinking like this, because we can't get all comfortable, especially in some place like America, England, Brazil, France, Spain, Mexico. And they everywhere here. They're transporting what they were brought up in. We talked about it before. What you think and how you feel, that's called the thing that cultivates you or fashions you. So if you brought up in crime and you brought up in a place where they just slap you on the wrist for doing horrible crime, then you're going, when you come here, you're going to expect it to be that same way. Why should you change just because you come across the border? But if you were raised right, no matter where you come from, you make a good citizen, any place on the earth. That's why the believers are given the roadmap for how to behave as a human being any place on the earth with the Quran and the life of Prophet Muhammad. He's called Khair Muslim. He's the best of the messengers. So you know he's better than the regular people, the common people. One learned man is not smarter than Prophet Muhammad. One learned man is smarter than 1,000 of us common people. So let us rethink how we're going to behave as Muslims, how we're going to live as Muslims, especially in a place like Los Angeles. You should see yourself as leader. The knowledge is leader. If you're studying the knowledge, then you'll be leader. The knowledge is leader. Our knowledge is leader. The Holy Quran is our leadership, the voice of Allah on earth to keep with us no matter where we go. That's why people try to learn it by heart, right? They try to learn it by heart. And Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the example that it can be successfully done. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. We're going to close, brothers and sisters. A lot more I wanted to say today. I think I finished that point about the females. We are their leaders. The bond of marriage means that they follow you. You are their leader. And you have a duty before Allah to tell them what's right. You got a duty with Allah. That's what I'm trying to say, not before Allah. With Allah. You got a duty with Allah. Allah sees all that you do. He knows everything you're doing, thinking, saying. He's got angels that write it down. So Allah knows everything. You have a duty with Allah to lead yourself and your family. You have a duty to command your family to prayer, to recognize Allah, to see Allah, not with their physical eyes. No one can see Allah with their physical eyes, but with your thinking, with your faith, with your belief. You have a duty. So be the best leader you can. Lead yourself on the straight path towards Allah. We have brothers that have passed, returned to Allah. Brother Mubarak. Imam Ayman, most of you probably heard by now. Let's make dua for these brothers and ask Allah to have mercy upon them, forgive them their sins. They're human beings. We all need help while we're alive and when we pass on, in between, and we return from here to Allah. We need help. Anytime a calamity happens or someone dies, that's what we say. We need help. All of us need Allah's help. All of us need Allah's guidance. Don't be wasting your time judging others. Keep a check on yourself. You don't know when Allah is going to call you. You don't want to get called in the midst that says those whose souls the angels take in a state of wrongdoing. You don't want to be that. You don't want to be that. You don't want to be someone who the angels come for you to die, you don't know when you're going to die. I feel fine right now. You're dead in a second. But don't be the person that the angels come and they see you, they catch you in a state of wrongdoing against your soul and against Allah and against the truth and against reason and against what's right. So ask Allah for help and ask Allah to keep you clean and make you aware of Him, conscious of Him all the time, and do the best you can with each and every minute of each and every day. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala an-nabi. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. And that means that Allah and His angels do salute Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh, you believe, do you likewise? And give Him great respect and salute. Ameen. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala alayhi Muhammad. Kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala Ibrahim. Innaka Hamidum Majid. Allahumma barak alayhi Muhammad. Umma barakta alayhi Ibrahim wa alayhi Ibrahim til alamin. Innaka Hamidum Majid. And that means, oh Allah, exalt Muhammad and the family of Muhammad, as you did exalt Ibrahim and his family. And oh Allah, bless Muhammad and the family of Muhammad. That means followers. As you did bless Ibrahim and his followers. That means. Rabbana hablana min azwajina wa dhurriyyatina qurrata a'yunin waj'alna lil muttaqina imama. Our Lord, give us wives and offspring that will be a comfort to our eyes. And give us the grace to be the righteous. Rabbana aghfir lana dhunubana wa israfina fi amrina wa thabbit aqdamana wa ansurna ala al-qawmi al-kafirin. Our Lord, forgive us our sins and anything we may have done that transgressed our due form. Establish our feet firmly and give us strength against those who reject faith. Rabbana atina fi dunya hasnatan wa fil akhirati hasnatan wa qina adhabannar. Our Lord, give us good in this world and good in the hereafter and save us from the chastisement of hellfire. Amen. Aqim as-salat.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Hayya 'alal falah, hayya 'alal falah, hayya 'alal falah, hayya 'alal falah. Qatamatis salat, qatamatis salat. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah.
Make your line straight. Get close together. Shoulder to shoulder if you can. Foot to foot if you can. Alhamdulillah said, make you like you're in a solid wall. Quran says, like a solid cement structure. Solid wall. So shaitan can't come in between. This is symbolic. Alhamdulillah. We're going to make the salat to Juma and the two rakat. And thank Allah for giving us a beautiful event and the become of the Muezzin. Alhamdulillah. I'm making two rakats to Allah. We bow only to Him. Allahu Akbar. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا صراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وعد الله الذين آمنوا منكم وعملوا الصالحات لا يستخلفنهم في الأرض وما استخلف الذين من قبلهم ولا يمكنن لهم دينهم الذي أرضى لهم الله أكبر الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم أنتم خير أمة نقرد أبناء الناس
تعمرون بالمعروف وتنحون عن المنكر وتؤمنون بالله ولا يعامل أهل الكتاب إلا تعالى خير لهم منهم المؤمنون وأكثرهم الفاسقون. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمدا. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم
ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم. The Imam just first of all want to thank the Imam for beautiful and fine Christmas and the Jam. As you guys mentioned, the brother Mubarak Ali, the Janaza is going to be on Monday at 1:30 at Lancaster, and brother is more than welcome to join to attend. And also the Imam is this morning on Juma, and I've read them all done on the other
Please give generously for the brother, for the brothers of Janabi, for their to be buried. Is there anyone who can take pick up a collection for them and hold the money for Brother Yusuf? If you have, and all of us have something, I mean, you know, some of us will leave and go buy hamburgers and stuff, pull out. So give something for his family to help them be interned, help them be buried. Please, under that song. Give the money to my brother right here. Thank you.